Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. I'm excited about Bob Dillenschneider being our guest, folks. Robert L. Dillenschneider is the founder of the Dillenschneider Group, which is a corporate strategic counseling and public relations firm. He's written a number of books. You've heard us talk about them on the show before. He is the author of the brand new book called 50 Plus, which is what we're going to talk about today. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is a real privilege to be on the show, and thank you very much for having me again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Bob, there are a lot of folks out there, millions and millions of Americans especially, who are over 50. Now, I won't call any names, but a couple of them are pretty nearby to the show right now. And I know that that your book, 50 Plus, is focused on what do these people do with their careers? How do they think about their lives right now? And the interesting thing to me is if you're over 50, you've got more choices, more interesting and exciting choices right now than at any other time in history.
Well, Jim, 50 Plus is just going into its fourth printing.
Congratulations.
So, well, I'm happy about that because it's really out there helping an awful lot of people. But the key thing for people over 50, and of course, as you know, unemployment is now 6.4%. That's mm-hmm. the published number. It's probably actually much higher. The key thing for people over 50 is to really believe in themselves. If they believe in themselves, they can bring to the marketplace, to their employer, a level of experience that younger people just can't bring. They can bring institutional knowledge. They can bring understanding of how to do things that younger people just don't have. And like so many people above 50 who have contributed big ways to society, they can make a big contribution to society. So this is the time, if you're over 50, to get in the game and do something.
Well, exactly. And, Bob, does it concern you? Well, I shouldn't say concern because that the ship has actually sailed. But do you believe that the country, at least in America, that we have been harmed by some of the early retirement that happened beginning around the late 70s, as people were offered early retirement, as more and more people got out of the marketplace and just kind of wandered off into pasture, out into the pasture there and into retirement. It seems to me that we lost a lot of that institutional knowledge. We lost a lot of those memories. We lost a lot of the brain trust in the 80s and even in the 90s.
Well, Jim, as you know, I live in New York, and of course, this is the financial capital of the United States and the world, and it's the center for the big buyout firms and the big hedge funds. And during the 80s and 90s, these buyout firms and hedge funds bought a lot of companies. One company that my family was involved in was a great company called the Borden Company. They delivered milk and dairy products mm-hmm. throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. Well, the financial firms and the buyout firms, in the interest of becoming efficient, stripped out tremendous numbers, hundreds, thousands of people in their 40s and 50s in the interest of cost efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
They lost those people, and when they lost those people, they really lost the company. They made short-term profits, but they have lost the company, and some of these great companies are no longer around any longer.
For that very reason, exactly. Well, but now here's the thing, though. Let's go back 20 years. Let's go back to the early 80s when some of this stuff was going on. If you were put out to pasture, if you were given enough retirement to live on, you didn't have to work anywhere else. There weren't as many options then, were there, for 50 plus folks?
No,
as there
really
are now
weren't.
Because of technology, because of the entrepreneurial environment that we have in the marketplace today. It's really an exciting time, isn't it?
It's a fantastic time, and actually, it's a very important time to step forward because America right now is in a position where we've got to do everything we possibly can to retain our, frankly, supremacy in the world. The Chinese have become the manufacturing center of the entire world. They have stripped out manufacturing from Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, and every place else.
Mexico.
Every place. It's now being done in China because of the low cost. There are opportunities now in the United States, and frankly, if you're a patriot, this is the time to step forward and take those opportunities to do something for the country and for yourself.
Absolutely. That is one of the very interesting things. And the thing is if we're going to recover, if we're going to, as you said, if we're going to maintain our supremacy as an economic force in the world, it's not going to be done as much by the major corporations as it's going to be done by the entrepreneurs. That's what I believe.
Companies under 100 people, companies under 50 people, people yep. starting businesses on their own. That's right. Where the business is going to come from.
That's exactly right. Over the next 50 years, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Bob, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about some other things that Bob has on his mind about how to make sure that if you're over 50, that you're not missing some opportunities here. We're going to talk about what Bob has to say about that. The book is called 50 Plus. The author is Robert L. Dillenschneider. 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But I can't find the words. If I could show you somehow. There's a black man with a black hair.
We're back at 17 Till. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Renee Grant Williams is going to join us. She's going to tell us how to use our voice to our advantage, to do a better job of using our voice and using the communication that we do with other people to the best effect. And then after that, after Renee, we're going to be visiting with Steve Martin, and he's going to talk to us about profitability. He's our profitability expert on the Brain Trust, and he'll be with us after Renee. Right now, we're continuing our visit with our good friend, Robert L. Dillenschneider. Bob is the author of 50 Plus Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life, and this book's available wherever books are sold. As you said, as you heard Bob say, it's now in its fourth printing. The book is doing very well, and folks, as you know, let's say it all together, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Bob, a lot of times when people get to this midlife situation and they either decide to leave the company, or they're encouraged to leave the company, they're given a package, so to speak. Sometimes it's even a parachute, a golden parachute, and for those who get that, congratulations. But the thing is if they spent the last 25 years of their lives insulated inside of a major corporation, let's say, they're going to find themselves in a different world when they enter the marketplace on their own account, aren't they?
They certainly are, but think of it this way. Harlan Sanders was in his 60s when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Michelangelo was in his 70s when he painted the Sistine Chapel. Ronald Reagan was 55 when he was elected governor of California, and we know what happened after that. So there's an opportunity for these people. And one of the things that if you're over 50, you shouldn't be concerned about is your age. You shouldn't be concerned about, do you look old, or is your mind slipping, or are you forgetful? Those aren't things that are really factors, because none of them are really true. You shouldn't be concerned about acting young. You don't have to act young. You should act as if you know what you're doing, because you do know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I think that's important. You know, one of the things that I would recommend to 50-year-olds, 50-plus, to do, if you're starting out on your own and you say, you know what, I don't want to go to work for anybody else. I want to start my own business. This might seem a little bit odd, but I'm going to recommend that you sit down and you create your resume for yourself. What do you think about that, Bob?
I think that a personalized resume is the starting point, and most people don't do it. And knowing how to do it is very important. And, again, if you think about it, talk about what you've done in terms of results, not in terms of what you've done. How has it paid off for the organization you've worked with, or for yourself, or for your customers? That's a key to developing your own resume. Also think about a page on your resume, a second page that says, here are the 10 qualifications, or here are the 10 characteristics that make me different and why they make you different. Do you have integrity? Sure you do. Are you a self-starter? Sure you are. How can you demonstrate that in your resume? Those are important points to get across, mm-hmm. and very few people do it.
Well, I remember working for a company for a number of years and then deciding to look around, and when I dusted my resume off, I realized that I had accumulated some knowledge that I had never written down before. I knew some things. I had learned how to do some things that I would, if I hadn't stopped to write those things down, I wouldn't have been as good a prospect. And in my own mind, I hadn't really valued those things yet. And when I wrote it down, it really made a difference. And I believe that if you're starting your own business, if you can write those things down, and as Bob says, list them in that way, in the way that in terms of performance, in terms of what you can produce, and some of the other personal attributes that you have, I really think that that'll help you to create a better business, to get started off on the right foot. And Bob, I think it'll also help you to determine what resources that you need, what other resources that you might not bring to the table.
Absolutely, Jim. And in these days of technology, you can change your resume to fit the company or the organization you're going after. For example, if you're trying to get into the aerospace business, put something in that first paragraph about aerospace. If you want to work at manufactured goods, put something about manufactured goods into that resume. Mm-hmm. Something that really customizes the resume to the reader, that'll make a big difference.
You know, Bob, one of my favorite stories is the story about Cato, the great Roman statesman who lived in the 3rd century BC, and he started studying Greek when he was 80 years old, and someone asked him why he would contemplate such a lengthy undertaking at such an advanced age. He said, "This is the youngest age I have."
I think that's right. Life begins today. Life begins in the next 5 minutes, and life's going to go on for a long time for a lot of people.
Right. Do you think that most 50-year-olds, Bob, today understand that they're entering a period of time when they can look forward to being, you know, happy the rest of their lives without being retired, that they can actually enjoy their lives and still be productive the rest of their lives?
Well, actually, I think there's a lot of pressure on people over 50 right now because of the financial markets. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them have been squeezed very hard, and a lot of them have to go back to work. That's okay, because in the golden years, they're not golden because you're old. They're golden because you can make a lot of money mm-hmm. if you know what you're doing.
Well, and you know, somebody asked me when I was a full-time consultant a few years ago, I still had plenty of gray hair. And somebody says something about coloring my hair. And I said, let me tell you something. This gray hair is golden for me.
I think never say that you're not somebody who you are. It's never really too late to be who you want to be. But you don't have to do things about trying to look young. You don't have to talk about your diet. You don't have to talk about your facelifts if you have them. You don't have to do any of that stuff. What you might do that's really different is you might say, I've read the great books. I've read great plays.
Yeah,
I'm a student of American history.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that my clients like seeing a little gray hair on my temple. That told them that I'd been around the block a couple of times. Stand by, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The book is called 50 Plus, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life by Bob Dylan Schneider. Stay with us. We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend, Robert L. Dylan Schneider. Bob Dylan Schneider is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an outstanding resource for us. Also, folks, I want to mention a couple of his other books. One of them is called Moses, CEO, Lessons in Leadership, which I certainly still recommend to you, and I know it's still available out there. But find Bob's books wherever books are sold. And I'm going to spell his last name for you. Dylenschneider. It's almost as hard to spell as Blassingame. But just pretty much like it sounds, as you would think it would be spelled. Dylan Schneider, Robert L., and you'll find his books wherever books are sold. Bob, if there are people out there right now who are approaching 50 or over 50 and they're starting to feel like, you know, What should I do the rest of my life? I'm not sure I want to be with my own company, the current company I'm with right now. In fact, as you know, Bob, job security has always been a myth, but now it's just understood. I mean, more people understand that job security is a myth and has always been a myth. So there's people who are 50 or over 50 are not sitting there thinking, well, I'm in good shape. I'll work here till I retire and go on out to pasture. But that's not really... A lot of people, I think, are probably concerned that might not be in store for them. What should they be doing right now to get themselves ready in the event that they should no longer be needed by their current employer?
Well, I think that they should, first of all, recognize that's going to happen and prepare themselves for it. But the second thing they should do is start looking around and say, what do I want to do? and make a short list, three or four things that you really want to do, and then say to yourself, okay, if I really want to do these things, where are companies and what are parts of the United States where I can do these things? Mm-hmm. And then begin to research those companies and go out and begin to prepare a resume that puts you in front of those organizations or starts your own business. Mm-hmm. That gets something going for you right now.
And if you're making the list about your own business, when you write those three or four things down, and I agree with Bob, but get a hand, no more than a handful, then find the one of those. If you're trying to say, okay, which one of these four or five do I really want to focus on, identify the one that you would want to work on, that you would still find exciting and you'd still be motivated to work with when things had absolutely gone to you know where in a handbasket, and you'd still want to show up and work on that. And if you can find something that you're that passionate about, Bob, in my opinion, that's the area that you might want to think about your own business in.
I think that's right. And, you know, most people really, Jim, like to work with other people, or like to see the public in one form or another. So when you're thinking about this, think about things like a McDonald's franchise. Think about that kind of business, because you can make a lot of money in that business. Mm-hmm. You're in touch with the public every day, and it can be a lot of fun for you.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's a good point, and sometimes franchises are the right way to go. If you want to be a business owner, but you don't want to have to create the wheel, you'd like for somebody to start from where somebody else has created, what someone else has created, then a franchise is a good idea. But if you're the kind of person that doesn't follow instructions all that well, you don't want to be a franchise owner. You want to start your own thing.
That's right. And, of course, on the flip side of the franchise is, let's start your own restaurant. It doesn't have to be bought big. It could be a small restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can make a lot of money doing that.
You can, but also you also have to – I also think that any kind of a business that you're going into, any kind of an activity, really, you're going to go into, I still like the SWOT method of approaching this. Don't you, Bob? The strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats?
I completely agree with that. That makes a lot of sense, and I think everybody listening to the show should embrace that idea.
Yeah, think about what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of anything that you're going to be doing. But, you know, Bob, even if you're happy with where you are right now, if you're over 50, or 50 or older, or approaching that half century mark, and you're even if you're happy with what you're doing, it's probably a wise idea just to open up your eyes and imagine the possibilities of not being with your current employer. Don't you think so?
Absolutely, and you can also take your life to a totally new level. Very exciting, very enthusiastic about what lies ahead. You can have a totally new life.
You know, another thing, Bob. There are a lot of people out there who are at this stage in life who feel that they don't have the right training and education. But if you go to a lot of the schools, a lot of the tech schools now and the junior colleges, that sort of thing, there are a lot of people there who are not young. They're in their midlife.
If you go to colleges and universities throughout the United States, tech schools, DeVry, any of these schools, there are many, many people over 50. Go to those schools, get something out of it, learn a trade, and take the next step.
Yeah, well said. Bob Dillon-Schneider, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thanks an awful lot. Great
it's
to be with you.
It's always a pleasure. We'll see you next time. Bob Dillon-Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. Robert L. Dillon-Schneider is on the book. It's called 50 Plus, and I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.